Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Israel are mostly clear today. In Tel Aviv, the temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Jerusalem is also enjoying sunny weather. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing some light winds. Tonight, expect a warm and calm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, in response to the rocket launches last night, the IDF attacked targets in southern Lebanon. Walla reports this happened just over 2 hours ago. Also, Hezbollah fired a rocket salvo at northern Israel shortly before the ceasefire was extended. This was reported by Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, Katz says Israel is waiting for U.S. green light to strike Iran. Meanwhile, the IDF uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store. This comes from Ynet. Separately, the U.S. military has drafted backup strike plans if the Iran ceasefire collapses. This report is from I-24 News. And finally, the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire has been extended by 3 weeks, according to Axios. Trump announced this extension while Iran claims Israeli attacks violate the truce. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jonathan Conricus, an Israeli Defense Forces spokesperson, posted earlier today questioning when the situation with Iran might escalate. Eli Afriat, an Israeli political commentator, posted today about Trump's participation in peace talks with Lebanon. He quoted Trump calling for the repeal of laws prohibiting talks with Israelis. Dan Linnaeus, a geopolitical analyst, posted today that the Pentagon is considering suspending Spain from NATO, among other diplomatic options. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's response in southern Lebanon. According to Walla, the bombings targeted Kerbat Salam and Tulin. This was in retaliation for Hezbollah's breach of the ceasefire last night. The implications for regional stability are profound, as tensions remain high. Turning to the rocket salvo launched by Hezbollah, Times of Israel reports this attack came just before the ceasefire extension was announced. The rockets targeted northern Israel, adding pressure to ongoing diplomatic talks in Washington. The incident underscores the fragile nature of the current truce. Meanwhile, Katz's statement about waiting for a U.S. green light to strike Iran is significant. Ynet highlights that Israel's discovery of a Hezbollah tunnel near Metula adds to the urgency. The U.S.'s position on this could shape future military actions in the region. In a related development, I-24 News reports the U.S. military's preparation of backup strike plans. This comes amid concerns the Iran ceasefire might collapse. Such plans indicate the high stakes involved and the need for strategic caution. Lastly, Axios covers the extension of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire by 3 weeks. Trump's announcement raises questions about Iran's claims of truce violations. This extension might offer a brief respite, but underlying tensions persist. On the economic front, first, Trump announces the extension of the ceasefire in Lebanon, leading to the dollar plummeting again. Israel Hayom Business notes it dropped below 3 shekels as trading opened. Separately, a high-profile dispute involving the crypto-billionaire Justin Sun and a company linked to Trump has emerged. Maariv Business reports accusations of fraud and extortion in this significant financial confrontation. And finally, ServiceNow has completed a $7.7 billion acquisition of Israel's Armis. Ynet Business highlights how this deal expands Armis's security platform, positioning ServiceNow as a leader in AI-driven security. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.